Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, broadcasting from sunny Orange County, California. Filmmaker, journalist, and film historian, Paul Booth.
Welcome to Talking Pictures. Thank you so much for joining us today. We love our listeners, our guests, everyone. Thank you so much to our callers. I will introduce you very briefly here in a sec, and thank you for your time. Today we're going to be discussing a great film festival that's coming to Carlsbad, North County, San Diego, and we are joined by, and please, if I correct any names wrong, please let me know. With Mr. Michael Callahan, one of the co-founders, and Kim Wright, head programmer. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, that is correct. Glad to be here.
Excellent. And so first off, we wanted to say congratulations for another year of your festival. And we're always happy to see film festivals carrying on. So before we jump into some of the stuff, the great stuff that you have going on this year, would just love to hear anything you have to say about the last 2 years that we can kind of let people know what they're in for.
Well, Kim, you may want to talk about some of the programs in the last couple of years.
Yes. Well, we've grown a lot. I will say on the programming side, our first year, and I apologize, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to remember the exact number of films we had, but we started our first year with some just great mix of films. One of the focuses for our festival is sports. So we had several sports films. We had features as well as documentaries. But with such success that first year, our partners such as Sinopolis and the Ruby G Theater, as well as the Omni La Costa, expanded the amount of time slots they had given us, and we were able to almost double the amount of films that we brought in last year, and again, we will be able to do as well this year. And so it was very exciting to see a shorts program be included, as well expand the amount of features we were able to bring in.
Yeah, just to add to that, Kim, last year we had 43 films, and we had three free panels that we offered. And we actually, the participation was up by 30% over the first year, so we had close to 4,500 people in our second year. So we were very pleased with our reception and growth. We think the potential is even greater going forward, obviously.
Oh, yes, that's excellent. And, you know, for a quick question that I always love to know from when I get the chance to talk to festival founders, what made you want to start this?
Well, it was somewhat of an epiphany that my wife and I had while having lunch at La Costa. It had a long history of a Hollywood connection, and they used to have all of these old Hollywood pictures throughout the hotel for their recent remodel. And so we just were thinking one day, wouldn't it be nice to bring that Hollywood feel and connection, you know, back to La Costa? And we spoke to the general manager at the time, and he had actually began his hotel career in Palm Springs when the Palm Springs Film Festival began, and had seen that grow so dramatically. He felt like we had a lot better, you know, amenities and environment for a destination-style festival than even Palm Springs.
Oh, okay, interesting. Now you're able to give me a lot of context for what you guys are doing, because I just covered the Palm Springs International Shorts Fest and Film Market, and I definitely see what you're saying about the destination. And of course, before we proceed, I'd like to thank Corey for setting this up. And so we know the way other festivals that she's associated with are able to just use the landscape and the city so well and not make it just about coming in, showing films, and then, you know, not having a care for the community around them. And congratulations on the up in films and submissions and the various things. Before we get into, you know, kind of the centerpiece of your real REEL pitch thing, I wanted to say I'm interested in hearing about your student workshop that you have going on, because I think one of the most important things is to nurture younger voices. So who would like to speak about that?
Well, the workshop,
ahead, Mike.
The workshop was open to 7th to 9th graders, actually, in North County. So all incoming 7th to 9th grade students. And it was put on by Outside the Lens, which is a nonprofit foundation. And it's not as big as we'd like it to be the first time, because we had a limited amount of space. But it's a two-day event going on right now as we speak. It was 9 to 4 yesterday and then today. And it was A to Z training in how to put a film together. Storyboarding to editing and filming aspect, and even had students as the actors as well. So they'll come out with a 3 to 5 minute film at the end of the class that will show at the festival in September.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. I had the good fortune to run a student film festival in Hawaii for 5 years, and we were able to take student films from kindergarten through college and show them on all the islands. So I always think that's the most important thing. A lot of those student films we showed, they now direct commercials in Hawaii, or they direct feature films that have been released to video on demand. So it's great to see that evolution. So as I went through your guys' paperwork, I wanted to make sure that we acknowledge the student aspect. That leads me to a question on the programming side. As you look at what film you're going to show, or just in general, do you guys have a normal student category or submissions, or is it just only if they went through your program?
No, we do have an actual, that's part from our original year when Mike and Ruby started the festival. One of the pieces they wanted to include, and that's, you know, part of that community feel, is to make sure that students have a voice in our festival. And so we do encourage high school students to submit their films. We do have outside judges. We have screeners that review them, but then we bring in a small panel of judges to select the winner. And that student's film is showed during our short film showcase. And
okay,
it's pretty exciting.
Is there one thing that's always been amazing to me is just to watch the way they interpret something, because they can't have, you know, they love Steven Soderbergh and David Fincher, and they have 20 directors that influence them. So you get these films where they're not ripping off a shot from their favorite movie that they've been watching 20 years. Is there something, a story or a shot or something that you were able to look at and be like, wow, how did an 8-year-old think of that?
Well, you know, honestly, I would say, you know, we our winners for the last couple of years, the film quality was absolutely amazing. And we have, you know, even a few this year that I don't know if I had not told my screening team these are the high school films, there are a few that I don't think you would know by watching it. They just, their voice, the way they do their shots, and It's amazing. It really is. And there's been a couple of them that I just sit there and as I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself, this is a high school student, and it's really amazing. It's a very unique experience.
I would just add to that.
Fantastic.
Part of the thing that we offer as well as for the program is a $1,000 prize that goes to the student filmmaker and their filmmaking department. And that's made possible by our sponsor, ScholarShare, who's been with us from the very beginning. So we're thankful for that support.
Oh, that's great. I love to hear what you guys are doing. And it would be a fantastic thing to maybe have the winner call in with one of you guys and talk about what it was like winning this year. Always enjoy student films and love how festivals have kept up with expanding that and keeping that. So as we get in now to discussing year three, I'm just going to quickly run through for the audience. Carlsbad, California, of course, down in North County, San Diego. Thursday, September 10th through Sunday, September 13th are the festival dates. For more info, you can visit lacostafilmfestival.org. That's LACOSTA Film Festival, all one word, .org. And also for tickets, you can tickets at lacostafilmfestival.org. So check that out. Support the students. I know myself, being up in Huntington Beach, there's obviously so many sports and surf films, and I'm from Hawaii, so I loved the idea of seeing when I received that you guys were sports, that what that was like. Programming question, do you have a goal to kind of introduce potentially new sports? Or is it just looking for that great surf film because you know where there's so many surfers? I mean, what is kind of the goal of as you lead your team?
Well, you know, honestly, we're open to all sports. You know, obviously there is such a diverse community of sports here in Southern California. You know, last year we had, you know, people jumping out of planes. We had bicycle films. We had baseball. We had basketball, surfing. So really everything we're looking at is we're just looking at a quality film. We're looking for that film that maybe gives a little bit more information about it, gives us a story we haven't heard, you know, whatever is the angle, but there's no sport that we're not looking at.
Okay, that's excellent, because I know there can be the tendency for any festival to just surfing or, you know, big wave film or, you know, and especially being from Hawaii, I love that, and of course surfing is so essential and spiritual, but it's great to see the athletes of all areas getting it. Is there a question for you, for you, Mr. Callahan, do you have a, what was your opening night at film of the first year?
Oh, the first year film was called The Short Game. Which is now a series, I believe, on ESPN. But it was a great film, a documentary, you know, about the greatest golfers in the world, a competition that was held at Pinehurst Number 2, which is one of the storied courses in the world. And the only caveat on this thing was this: the greatest golfers in the world, 7 to 9 years old. And it was really a chronicling the, you know, the primary competition, and highlighted a number of different of the golfers, and they're just an incredible story. So that was our opening night film. We had some of the golfers in the film were present as well, and the producer-director joined us to Q&A, so we're proud of that one.
Well, congratulations. That led to something on ESPN. I think that's so wonderful when something from a film festival can go past Fun Circuit. You guys have an opening night film that you're ready to announce yet for this year?
Well, I would love to say I have our opening night film announced. You know, programming, it's so rigorous. You know, we have so many films that come in, and really, to be fair, we are still communicating with those films out there. I can say we do like to open, if possible, with a sports film. Mike, I'm not sure if, you know, you would agree, but we do like that. If we can, we will definitely lean in that direction, since that is the focus of our festival. But right now we are still going through, as you can imagine, a lot of hours of debate and decision. We have so many amazing films that are submitted to our screening committee. We need sometimes screeners to go back a second look, and we know how much time and effort filmmakers put into their films, and we want to put that same time and effort into our decision on which films will be in our program.
I just add to that, July 31st is our deadline date to respond back to the filmmakers. So, you know, we're still in that process. So we.
Oh yes, it's so evolving. I've been fortunate to judge or be on boards of festivals, and it always amazes me what you guys go through and the process of selecting. And, you know, maybe on Monday it seems like a film really worked, and then you watch it on Tuesday and you're like, why did that not work the way it did yesterday? So congratulations though that you're getting closer towards your opening film. Do you guys have obviously you're closed for submission, so is there nothing set in programming that we can speak of? We're still not locked, nothing locked that we could shout out?
At this point, we're very close. I'm so sorry. I mean, we were hoping to have locked this week. But, I mean, I can say, just based on what we're seeing, we're already seeing another great year. I mean, you know, the dramas, the comedies, American, international, the sports films. In fact, we've received so many amazing shorts. We're considering expanding to a second short program. So that would be kind of an exciting change for us this year as well. So, you know, and like you said, the biggest, you know, issue is one day it works and the next day it changes, because it's a, you know, a negotiation process, not just on our side, but then on the filmmaker side as well.
Well, just to add to that, Kim, I think this is a time when the programmers, it's almost like they come to blows, you know, because it's a... Everybody has their favorites, and this is battle time. So they're all fighting. And the great thing is, Kim says, we have so many really fine films that everybody is representing, you know, the ones they really love, and sometimes those are different.
So there's not a the way some festivals have a, I mean, obviously festivals like it or appreciate it, but there's no form of that you want it to be the West Coast premiere or the California premiere or the North America premiere. Just kind of hats off, let's go with it.
I mean, obviously, you know, part of programming that you have to take into consideration is, you know, how is this film premiering? Where has it played? Who can join us? I mean, part of a festival experience is, again, giving the community a chance to talk to and question filmmakers and actors and find out about the process. And so that's really important as we're looking at films. Obviously, we want the best films we can bring in, but we also want those films that can participate in that question and answer, maybe participate in panels. So there's a lot of different things we're looking at when we're looking at a film, how it's not just going to play, can we sell tickets? I mean, obviously you always want a film that's going to bring people into the theater, but there's a lot of other things we're looking for in that film and that experience for the community to come and watch the film.
That's excellent. Do you have any past special guests that made appearances and that can help blend to let us know what surprises might lurk in a good way?
I think you're going to have to invite us back here another time, and maybe in a couple of weeks we'll be able to identify.
No. Well, last year, Mike. Wait, we had Mike. Last year and the year before.
Oh yeah, of course. We're expecting the same kind of level of talent that showed up before, like Ed Harris and Andy Garcia and many more. But
we had last year.
That's a past question, not a present. I definitely was, because I had seen the information. And I wanted to be able to let the audience know that this is. I know sometimes an audience will look at a festival and have a connotation of thinking, oh, it's not in its 15th year, or so. If you're, if Andy Garcia is going, then that really shows the audience that the. People are people, but that the people from high up in the business are paying attention to what's going on. So that's always a good thing. Now we will get into the real REEL for your listeners pitch. What I'm looking at here, and please feel free to join in or let me know if there's anything that comes across not formal in the right way. The real pitch. Win a development deal with a Hollywood studio? Do you have a film concept but need help to develop its potential? Maybe a short film that could be a full-length feature? Now's your chance to make a dream a reality. I have all this info sitting in front of me, but I love to hear the way you guys, your partner is in partnership with Mandalay Sports Media, and you're introducing this exciting new addition to the lineup. How does something like this work? What made you think that you wanted to jump to something this ambitious in your third year? What would you think, Mr. Callahan?
Well, when Mandalay Sports Media came on board as a partner, really last year, it was with the idea that they're a content provider. They're a studio. They look for content. So it's led by Mike Tolan and Peter Goober, who have produced a number of wonderful films themselves. Peter Goober is known for The Color Purple, Rain Man, Batman. He's also owner of the Golden State Warriors and part owner of the Dodgers. Mike Tolan has made a number of films as well, Varsity Blues, Radio, which we played as retrospective last year. So they thought, as a destination festival, as a festival that's focusing on sports, what better way to get more content than to open it up to that raw, content that's just not fully formed, and make this a place where people come, to get it all put together. And so they'll help them, formulate the best way to present their idea so they can get a distribution or a short film to a feature, or even, just making your script work. There's no limit, so how small or how big, it really doesn't matter. This could be even television as well, as we've expanded it to that. So hopefully that gives you a little...
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
I
read the paragraph, I thought, I wondered if it was the Mike Tolan from Tolan Robbins, of course, his producing partner, was known as Brian on Head of the Class. He's a great film director in his own right, and of course, as Mr. Callahan said, Mr. Goober is known also, the Tim Burton Batman, and he was also a former Sony executive before it was like Columbia TriStar. So for those of you, it would be great that this festival has went to guys who have been at the top. are the top in history and can really genuinely share. I love to hear that. I'm always excited to hear when someone in the film business can be at the top and, you know, doesn't think that that's the only people they can be around, that they're open to looking at new visions and new ideas. A goal of this show is to not separate or label. So it's really exciting that that's who you're partnered up with. Now with this, I don't want to call it a contest, but with this situation, right here, the top 10 will give a 5-minute pitch to the gentlemen that we just discussed, and a surprise studio executive will be in attendance. I just wanted to clarify, because I wasn't able to pick it up off of reading the info here. Top 10 like winners or top 10 films that you guys love from the festival. Is that how it works?
Well, the pitch concept, you know, if you want to think of how to visualize it, just think of Shark Tank, you know, how that works, because that's kind of the way we'd like to play out at the festival itself. But to get the number of ones that they're going to actually view as the judges at the festival, you know, we're having everyone submit to a different panel of judges, a preliminary group that's not affiliated with the final judges at all, and they will select the 10 that will compete then at the competition at the festival. So the submission itself for the pre-judging, that's a 5-minute presentation as well. That's also supported with a 75-word maximum synopsis of what their project actually is. But they're open to submit it any way they want. The 5 minutes can be them talking about it. It can be, you know, a PowerPoint presentation. It can be anything, any way they want to do it. And the same thing when the ones that we do select, that top 10, you know, they will be able to present, again, just like on Shark Tank. You know, everyone uses a different format to present, you know, their idea.
Right. Oh, and that's a great, for all of you out there, if you've never watched it, watch Shark Tank for, I really just watch that show for business lessons. It's an amazing, it's almost like it's a free master's class that's on TV. That's a really great thing, and I like that you're involving an independent panel, so it's not, you know, because sometimes I feel like filmmakers and people in the business get so attached to just only thinking the way people in the business think, and that's not derogatory because I work in the business, so of course I love the business and love all aspects of filmmaking. So do you have... any other panels? Because I feel like this is kind of a, not a panel, but this is a way for filmmakers to really learn something out of the process. What kind of panels are you guys looking at for this year?
That's still in development. We were planning on having probably 3 different panels, and the topics are based on who the attendees are, who we're going to have on the panels. And we're still fleshing out, you know, who all the participants will be. And then from that, we'll decide, you know, what to call, you know, the panel itself. But it will be represented by, you know, industry heavyweights, as we've had in the past. And I think people will be very pleased. And as in the past, they've been presented free. So it's obviously a great value for anyone going.
Free panels, yes, definitely. That is something that not many festivals that I've covered do or that I've attended, and that's a really great thing. And I, for those of you that are listening, this is one of the most important parts of film, is being able to help support and educate each other. Of course, all opinions on the show or of whoever's speaking just for themselves, not their associates or who they work with or for. But the importance of sharing what you've learned with other filmmakers is why we have filmmakers that we look up to. So I really want to commend you guys for also seeing that and not just seeing film as entertainment or putting it too much as a business, and seeing that you do want to make sure that your filmmakers learn something and walk away improved, past just saying, I had another screening, you know, and throwing that in their press kit. So that's a really great thing that I want to commend you guys for. On the programming side of things, I've always wondered, and I know that there's nothing that you have set to announce yet, but what is something that being a head programmer thinks about in terms of closing night? Because you have a audience who's been spending days seeing films, or they've been spending days in panels, so they're not as fresh. So what's it like for a programmer, their thought process?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the treat at the bottom of the bag. You know, you've been going through everything, and you feel like you're full. And so we want to make sure that last evening is as special as every evening. We definitely try to bring in a film that's going to appeal to an audience that also will bring in, again, you know, cast and director that can then go to the after party where they can mingle with them and actually meet them. So, you know, we try to make it, again, a full experience. And especially our at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa, we have the Under the Stars outdoor theater screen. We do that both on our opening night, Friday night, and our closing night. And it's a really unique and special experience. So we definitely try to hold something back. So, you know, our opening night is spectacular, our Friday night, but then you got that closing night, again, where they can be at the party, meet these people, have a drink. You know, it's a lot of fun.
I can say there's, I've only seen two films when doing those Movies Under the Stars. A festival in Hawaii would have it, and one was a studio film. It was a Rob Reiner film called Alex and Emma, and so it was nice and suity because it was a nice stars out and you're sitting and you're by the ocean. But I suggest to anyone that's ever had that experience, now's your chance, now's your time to do it. There's nothing like it, as much as we all love the finding our seat and getting our popcorn and going to the actual movies. There's nothing like seeing it out under the stars. Again, for anyone who has tuned in late or jumps around our podcast, we're discussing the La Costa Film Festival with Mr. Michael Callahan, the co-founder, and Kim Wright, Ms. Wright, the head of the head programmer. And we'll give the information here again. Carlsbad, California, North County, San Diego, Thursday, September 10th to the 13th. You guys can come out for panels, screenings, documentaries. It's great to see that this is a multi-location festival with things going on at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa, the, I might pronounce this wrong, Cineopolis Luxury Cinemas, La Costa and Ruby G. Pardon? Oh, Cineopolis? Okay.
It's Cineopolis,
thank you, yeah. I always want to get things right, so I do appreciate that. The La Costa and Ruby G. Schulman Auditorium at the Carlsbad City Library Complex. Thank you for involving a library. It is just, I went to my favorite library yesterday to get film books, and they had thrown out 75% of the collection, so it's awesome that you guys are keeping libraries in the mix. For info, definitely take your chance to visit lacostafilmfestival.org. That's LACOSTA Film Festival, all one word, .org. Now, back to the real pitch. I always love to give a chance to the guests to let them just tell me something that they feel or they would like to say about it that's not driven by me commanding the conversation or me coming up with a question, just something that comes from you. So if either of you would like to say something about this, please feel free.
About the real pitch, or did you say about
the real pitch? Like, I always love to know what a guest might feel personally just past, you know, the festival side, you know, like maybe this was a really cool thing that you were able to put together because you love knowing that somebody's going to get a chance to talk to somebody they might not meet. I mean, just anything that you have as a personal feeling about it.
Well, I'm sure, you know, Kim has some ideas as well, but, you know, the thing that we've been impressed about in dealing with filmmakers is they're entrepreneurs, and they all have a vision and a dream, and they work like crazy to get it realized. And so if we can provide anything at all that helps in that process, that gives them support, you know, that helps them put it all together and make the journey a little bit easier and maybe a little shorter for them as well, then I think that would make us all feel good. And I think it would bring a lot more quality product to the market, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why I think festivals continue to exist and do well is, you know, we are able to give voice to a lot of different films that maybe wouldn't see a theater or, you know, a large distribution. And to be able to give that voice and give them sort of that boost so that they can get out to more of the public, I think it's, personally, I think it's really special, and I think it's part of why this festival exists. I mean, you have the high school aspect, the student aspect, and now this aspect for the maybe the amateur, the semi-professional, someone who is still trying to find their way to give them an opportunity to learn and have a voice.
That's so essential. And like you were saying, the what filmmakers go through and the work they do, it is just astounding sometimes to meet filmmakers and know that they've been working on something 15 years, or know they were, you know, they started and stopped production 5 times, or, you know, ran out of money and needed to do this for another 2 years. So for you guys to see that and lend, great, because in all reality, and of course this is my opinion, in all reality, a film festival does not necessarily, you know, they don't owe us anything as filmmakers, and they don't need to foster the next part of our career or help us move on in any way. And there's so many festivals that it's just, you know, the screenings just seem like you're just showing the film to show the film, and it's cool. But to know that you guys actually are caring that who screens does something well or moves on or becomes a better artist or person, is really, really exciting. So I'm happy that we were able to discuss that and get into that. The last thing, unless there's anything else you guys would like to discuss, I give a chance for the guest to just close out the way they would like to close out, because I myself, I can't stand talk shows where the host thinks they know more than their guest knows about the guest. So with that, please feel free, each of you, to just close out how you would like to close yourself out.
Well, I'll go first, and then I'll let Mike close out. This has been quite a personal journey, you know, for myself, and, you know, coming from a background of just, you know, going to the theater and seeing movies, I hadn't even realized quite the amount of work and energy it takes to create films, to put festivals together. And so, you know, I hate to say I'm riding on these coattails. I mean, we're working very hard, but it's been an amazing journey, and it's been wonderful to meet so many filmmakers, and I look so forward to continuing to meet all of these different people, and you know, just to have that opportunity to have these people cross my path and, you know, as we've said, give them the opportunity to show their art here in our community. And so it's really special to me personally.
And for you, Mr. Callahan?
Well, interesting. Kim was saying it's a personal journey, and it certainly has been for my family and for me. And, you know, film festivals are operated primarily by volunteers. we've got a lot of them, you know, over 150, and they all put in hours and hours year-round. So even though the festival is only 4 days, they've been working all year to put it on. And a lot of it's like putting on a wedding, you know, except you got four weddings, basically, and you don't know who's coming and who's getting married. So
I like that.
It's quite an experience, and it's one that's rewarding in so many ways. And we've been blessed to be a part of it and to bring it to our community.
Fantastic. Myself, my co-producers and production team want to thank you for joining us today. I will be out of town, so I won't be attending the festival, but we really thank you for taking the time, given that we won't be there or able to support in that way, to talk with us and explain some of your festival. And please feel free to let me know or our friend when you guys want to get your opening and closing night film mentioned over the air, or any panels or lists, just let us know, and we'll make sure that in other episodes we announce that, so we continue the promotion and support. And so please feel free to let us know any updates, anything else the show can do to support, we'd love to.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You guys have a great weekend and a great night.
Too.
That was Mr. Michael Callahan and Miss Kim Wright from the La Costa Film Festival. It was great to have them on. I love film festivals. I love films. I love people. So it's always great to experience all three in the same place, same time. So with that, I'm going to sign off. Go to www.lacostafilmfestival.org. That's LACOSTA filmfestival.org. For all the info you need, as always, I'm thankful to the guests, to the audience, and to the wonderful production team. Whatever you're going to do today, like I always say, make sure and watch a good movie. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, real conversation and movie-induced inspiration.